Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be, North America or South America, the African continent or the European continent, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. On this evening, it was just in my heart to just celebrate the Most High, just, you know, praise Him and play praise songs to Him on this evening. There's something about He abides in the praises of His people. And so, you know, we want to be just in a praising mood on this evening. So I pray you sit back and just enjoy the praise and the worship of the Most High, and that you yourself get into it to praise him of your own accord. Amen and amen. Shalom, Sister Mary.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
How you doing, my sister?
I am doing fantastic. I really am.
Amen. That's always good. It's always good to hear. Amen. We just going to be praising the Lord, praising Yah on this evening. I could have brought a word, but, you know, it's in my spirit to just praise him, to just worship him on this evening and just have a good time in Yah.
Amen. That's so fulfilling for me too.
Amen.
To praise.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Amen, my sister. Seems like everybody is in flux on today, either traveling or maybe have some things going on. Nevertheless, as they come on, you know, I hope they come into the spirit of just praise and worship as well. I was listening. I was actually in a chat room before coming on, and they were listening to a lesson by Miles Monroe. Have you ever heard that, brother?
No.
I'm going to encourage you to go out and look for him on the internet. Miles Monroe, spelled with the Miles spelled with a Y. Mm-hmm. If there was a teacher that I wish I could have sat up under while he was alive, it would be him.
Mm.
The Most High, and I truly believe that the world killed him because of his teachings, his understanding. But teacher par excellence. The Most High gave him a insight into the scriptures that you just rarely find. But they were listening to a lesson on his about the world and the earth and the difference between the two, because the earth, the meaning for the word earth and the meaning for the word world are two different things. But when we think about the word world, we typically think about, you know, the earth and all the people and the animals and everything on it. But the world really has nothing to do with that. The world has to do with the governing systems that are on the earth, like the governments, you know, the world of entertainment, the world of, the system of education, because that's what world means. It really means system.
Right.
So when, you know, we're looking at this and we're reading the scriptures, then Christ didn't come into the world to save, you know, the creatures in the world. He came into the world, not even to save the earth. He came into the world to save the systems of the world, to those systems that have become corrupt. And so it's a whole different, sets a whole different meaning to the scriptures when you understand what those words mean and what he actually came for. But nevertheless, I think I will do a lesson in that regard coming up soon so that we understand, because it seems Hebrews have been taught not to get involved. Most Hebrews that I know don't vote. They don't want to get involved in the systems, but how do you bring about a change in a system if you don't get involved? If you want the education system to change, you got to get involved with it. If you want the political system to change, you got to get involved with it. If you want the banking system to change, you got to get involved with it. And so, you know, those systems are being run by corrupt and evil men, and not being run the way that the Most High intended for them to run. But we don't want to get involved. So we don't, you know, we don't want to do what it is we're supposed to be doing. But anyway, that's a whole other topic in and of itself. Let's get into the praise of the Most High. Let's do our statement of faith. our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe that I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. We have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Father Yah, we come before you right now, Father, to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise, to sing praise songs unto you, for you are our Elohim, and you are worthy of all praise and worship and adoration. Father, we just want to be in your presence. Come and visit upon us. Let your presence be known. Let it be felt. Bless us as only you can bless. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of Psalms. No. Yeah, the book of Psalms, chapter 68 and 4. The book of Psalms, chapter 68 and 4. One of my favorite verses in the scripture. Hard to distinguish and make one favorite, but sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. In your Bible, it says Jah. But we know in the Hebrew, it would be Yah. And rejoice before him. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. You know, brother, I got a favorite one, too. And it's Ecclesiastes 12, 13, 14.
Amen. Amen. And you know that's part, we read that every service.
Yeah, when I read our statement of faith and I seen it, I said, oh, my goodness, because that's the whole sum of the whole matter.
Right. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments.
Right. Amen.
It's time that I am teaching.
Well, I didn't get time. I just had to do stuff.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and continue. We are on praising the Most High. And we just want to send up a joyous noise to him. But you were saying, Sister Mary, I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
About Ecclesiastes.
You said you had a favorite verse, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 and 14.
Yep. Yeah.
And you said something after that.
I said, and when I saw it was in our statement of faith, I said, oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I was just. But I love the whole word. I love all of it. But that just stood out to me.
Amen. I love Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14, and it is the conclusion of the entire matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to sum everything up, fear Elohim and keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
And this is the whole duty of man. And if we just keep that before us always, we can't go wrong. So I hear you, my sister, I hear you. And it has to be part of the statement of faith because it is fundamental to our walk.
Amen.
So we're going to praise the Most High on this evening. We're going to worship him because he deserves our worship. And, you know, we don't always have to come with a precept. We can come with a song and a hymn, a spiritual song. So let us praise our Most High on this evening. And shalom, my sister. I think that's Sister Laura.
Shalom.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
My knees
all praise to you.
I vow to be humble, yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise to you. Up high. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, I need you, oh.
I need you.
I really need you.
ocean that can't be parted. There is no mountain that can't be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life or the shadow for all your tomorrow. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it before you can see it. And you can walk on, cause he's making a way. Just gotta have some faith. You gotta have some faith. Searching for purpose.
I was living. thinking about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so grateful.
You will never fail. Your name is powerful. your word's unstoppable. All things are possible in you. God of exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think, Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable. All things are possible in you. Make way to the water, walk me to the fire. Do what you want.
Praise to our Lord. worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Yeah. call you Lord. We call you Adonai. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. Prosto manda. At the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention of at the mention of your name, every knee will bow,
every tongue confess,
yeah.
You are Lord.
Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, 'cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. It's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Jesus, you Yeah, I do. here is my life, I lay it before you. Where else would I go? What else would I do if I did not know you? Ooh, how deeply I need you.
How deeply I need you,
my Lord.
house of bread. Make me a house, make me a house of bread, a house of bread.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of bread. Lord, make me a house, make me
the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
faith stand.
Make me a house of prayer.
Day and night. We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want, I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm desperate for you.
Change me. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes.
Yeah!
I require of thee. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. Devotion.
I'm in a bit better.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. Till cancer responds, I gotta run over. Till my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run over.
You've been listening to Radio YGKM, Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. Remember,
amen.
I love you, but I can't love you as much as Yah loves you. Have a blessed evening and see you tomorrow morning. Shalom, family.
Shalom, bro.
Without you, there's no need. I need a